Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. This is a very difficult podcast to produce. It's kind of an emergency podcast, I guess, in a way, because one of my brothers, my little brothers, was raped this past weekend. Okay. And I have to just put this out there, okay? This brother, he lives in the Middle East area of the world, and I've known him for a couple of years. He's young. He was a virgin. He's beautiful. Physically, he's a very feminine, very beautiful gay boy. He's very, very, very intelligent. He's a remarkable painter. He's very, very talented. And I really cherish his friendship. And I've been very proud of him. It's not easy living in that part of the world, okay? And he's making it work. And I believe he has great things ahead of him, okay? But recently, he told me about a man that he met online who lived about an hour or so away from him in this Middle Eastern country, which I am not going to mention, okay? I'm going to name my friend Fred, okay? That's not his name, obviously, but I'm going to protect him as much as I can. So, and he gave me permission to talk about this, so, but I'm going to change his name, and I'm not going to give out the country, but anyway, Fred met this man online, and they began to talk. And Fred showed me a couple of pictures of this man. He's very attractive. He's a very attractive Middle Eastern looking man. Many faggots would love to serve this man. I would be attracted to him too. And this is what I'm, this is underlying what I'm talking about here. So they got together, I think it was last Wednesday, to get to know each other in person. And they had their first kiss. This man kissed Fred. It was Fred's first kiss. And I did warn Fred about getting too romantic with him, But they made plans to get together this weekend. Fred was going to go to this man's house an hour away and spend some time with him alone. Well, Fred went over there, and the man proceeded to lay around and drink basically a bottle of vodka, a whole bottle. And he got really very drunk. And he began to make derogatory comments toward Fred about, physical attributes he didn't like. He thought he should lose more weight or something like that. Just derogatory comments. And he was getting belligerent. And Fred became uncomfortable in that situation, which she should, okay? And he started to put his shirt on, like he was going to leave. And the man attacked him, beat him upside the head. When Fred tried to leave, the man blocked him from leaving, pushed him into a corner, slammed his head into the wall, grabbed him around the throat, choked him. Then the man demanded that Fred get into bed with him, and then he forced himself on Fred and raped him for about an hour. And Fred cried and screamed the whole time, and the man just ignored it. And after it was all over, Fred laid in bed there next to the man and cried. And when the sun finally came up, Fred got up to leave, and the man made some more derogatory comments toward Fred, and Fred ran out of the place. And I just had a conversation with him about this, and he cried to me for a long time, and he's very, very broken. And I was excited for Fred going into this. And I'm just sick. I'm sick over it. It reminds me a lot of what happened to me. You know, I went in with this kind of innocent eye, these innocent eyes, thinking that this person might be interested in dating me or something, and then I was raped. The same with Fred here. Fred thought this man was interested in him, and he beat Fred up. Fred's got bruises all over his neck now, and the man bit his lip, slapped him very hard to the point where Fred's eyes were swollen. This is what he's left with. And you know, the devastation emotionally is incalculable. And I spent a long time talking to Fred today about this, trying to help him through it. And he just broke down multiple times. Because it's just overwhelming. And part of Fred's issue is that he's often fantasized about being raped. He's often flirted with men online about being raped and these role-playing things that people do in this side of the gay lifestyle or the gay, you know, the gay scene. A lot of people joke around about it, right? But it's not a joke when it happens. And Fred felt guilty that he had brought it on himself, and that it was his fault. And I had to reassure him that it was not his fault. And it's not anybody that gets raped, it's not their fault. There's something wrong with them. Okay? But I just wanted to send this message out that rape is not something to joke about. Rape should not be a fantasy of yours. Okay? if you want to rape someone or if you want to be raped, you don't know what you're really asking until it happens. The scars that it leaves are real. All these people who get off on this kind of activity are disgusting. And it needs to stop. Stop making light of this kind of thing. Stop engaging in this kind of... I want to use the word horseplay because it's, in some ways, people, they think it's just a big joke and it's laugh, 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 but then suddenly somebody gets raped, actually raped and hurt, and where their life was in danger. And then we all just wring our hands about it. Well, there's got to be a point where we say no more. We have to look at this thing that we're engaged in. And understand that every time we condone it or every time we participate in it, we are okaying it. We're making it okay. And another part of it, and this is something I talked to Fred about, is that this scene is the perfect place for rapists to rape, because male rape goes unreported most of the time. So this scene is shielding rapists, child rapists, regular adult rapists. This scene is shielding that, because Not only is there the stigma of being a man who was raped, right? But there's also this thing where I don't have a place to turn to because everybody around me in the scene thinks it's okay to be raped. So you have nowhere to turn when you are actually raped. Can you see that? Can you see how wrong that is? How dangerous that is? All of you pathetic people out there that are jacking off to rape or jacking off to the idea of being raped, or you're having phone sex with somebody talking about being raped. Like, if you've never been raped, then you have no right to say that. You have never experienced it. I have. And my rape still tickles me like a phantom limb, and it will always be that way. I have an unnatural pull toward rape because I was raped, but I hate that part of me. I don't know how to get rid of it. But anybody that hasn't been raped and you're fantasizing about being raped, or you're fantasizing about raping somebody, you've got a problem. And you are part of the problem. You are festering this problem in this scene. And you should be ashamed of yourself, and you should turn away from it. Because it's not funny, and it's not cute, and it's not helpful, and it's not productive. It's dangerous. People are getting hurt every day in this scene. And it's especially bad in the Middle East, where that religion and that mindset that's been around for thousands of years of the man rapes the women or rapes faggots, and women and faggots are less than human, and they don't matter, and they don't have a say. There's so much rape going on in the Middle East, it's not even funny. And I know I've got a lot of Middle Eastern readers and listeners. I implore you to be careful about what you wish for or who you associate with or how you associate with them. Because there's a lot of danger in that part of the world. It's not a joke. Rape is not a joke. A rapist is somebody that has a personality disorder and is a dangerous personality. We should not be glorifying that person, those kind of people. We should not be glorifying that kind of action. We shouldn't be masturbating to it or writing short stories on Nifty or whatever about rape, glorifying rape. I mean, my heart is broken today for that my friend. This person that he gave his first kiss to, entrusted this person to be his first time, and he was raped, violently raped. And he is broken today. And I am broken with him. And I just had to say this because I want to protect the young gay boys out there who are just coming up and they're getting their heads filled with lots and lots of wrong ideas, to please use some common sense and try to be careful. Because there are a lot of men who will chew you up and spit you into the dirt, okay? Anyway, so I had to say this because I don't know. I had to say this. So as far as my friend, he's very strong and stronger than he knows. And he's very talented and he's smart. And he's emotionally connected, and I have every faith that he will survive, and he will eventually thrive. Right now, he's broken, but he's not completely broken, and he can be put back together. So, to my dear brother, my thoughts are with you, and I am here for you. So, anyway, so that's really all I've got today. I don't have much else. So, please be careful, and please be kind to each other. Okay. And think before you get hurt too, okay? Anyway, I love you very much. Thank you for listening, okay? I'll talk to you soon. Bye.